Hallelujah. This is another beautiful day, the Wednesday of the 20th of the month of April, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for giving us this privilege to see another good day. We thank the Lord for His protection. We thank the Lord for His care. Appreciate the Lord wherever you are. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. Give God the adoration. Bless His holy name for His divine protection, His divine care over your life, over your family. Appreciate the King of glory. The Lord is good, the Lord is great, the Lord is mighty. There is no one like Him. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. We bless the name of the Lord for how God has used this program to reveal a lot of things. Now you have used this program to help a lot of people to getting out of all the bondages they have find themselves. Thank God for His mercy, releasing His power, and many people are getting freedom. We appreciate the Lord for how some prayer altars have been built up. We bless the name of the Lord for that. We pray that God will uphold us, God will keep us. We will not labor in vain. At the end of our journey, we will not miss the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord and bless His name. Worship Him. Thank Him for His mercies endure forever. Thank you for His loving kindness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take any songs you love, any song of praises you love, and worship the Lord with it. Thank God for that and bless the name of the Lord for that. Just worship the Lord. Aha. He's able, abundantly able, oh, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. He is able. He's able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. I want you to lift up your voice and pray aggressively. I want you to pray with the spirit of enough is enough. I want you to pray with power. I want you to pray with authority. I want you to pray with strength. I want you to pray with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray with the power of God in your life. I want you to pray with fresh fire. As we begin to pray now, the hand of the Lord will walk upon your life. As we begin to pray now, the glory of God will cover you. As we begin to pray now, the power of God will come upon you. As we begin to pray now, the mightiness of God's power will envelop your life. As we begin to pray now, the yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. And you are going to shout like this. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and all the members of my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and all the members of my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and all the members of my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and all the members of my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and all the members of my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any satanic animal program against my destiny, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal program against my destiny, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal program against my destiny, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal program against my destiny, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal program against my destiny, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal program against my destiny, be roasted by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, anything buried in my compound to suppress my progress, Somebody need to pray that prayer. That prayer for somebody. Anything buried in my compound to suppress my progress, be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried in my compound to suppress my progress, be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried in my compound to suppress my progress, be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried in my compound to suppress my progress, be exhumed and catch fire in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say, my virtue swallowed by the dragon, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues swallowed by the dragon, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues swallowed by the dragon, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues swallowed by the dragons, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues swallowed by the dragons, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues swallowed by the dragons, be vomited by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. These are deep prayers, and you have to take your time. Say, Python power of my father's house. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. Python power of my father's house. Die in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wonderful. 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 Open your mouth and pray this prayer very well. Say, powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to rubbish my health, die in Jesus' name we pray. The next prayer should be prayed very well. Say, powers summoning me from the gate of death, die. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in the name of Jesus. Powers summoning me from the gate of death, die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil prophecy working against my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy working against my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy working against my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy working against my destiny, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil power of the night, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Evil power of the night, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Evil powers of the night, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every sources of evil arrow in my body, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every sources of evil arrow in my body, ah, in the name of Jesus. If they have fire arrow at you and it has been successful, pray that prayer. Every success of evil arrow in my body, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every success
of evil arrow in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every sources of evil arrow in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every sources of evil arrow in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every sources of evil arrow in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every sources of evil arrow in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every sources of evil arrow in my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil gang up against me in my place of work, in my place of business, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil gang up against me in my place of work, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil gang up against me in my place of work, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil gang up against me in my place of work, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil gang up against me in my place of work, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil gang up against me in my place of work, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil gang up against me in my place of work, scatter in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now this next prayer must be prayed 3 times. Say, every invisible hand that is troubling my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand that is troubling my life, wither in Jesus' name. Pray second time. Every invisible hand that is troubling my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand that is troubling my life, wither in Jesus' name. Pray third time. Say, every invisible hand that is troubling my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand that is troubling my life, wither in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. Say, I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, thank you Jesus. Our beloved, we are still talking and teaching on dealing with stubborn problems. Prayers against stubborn problems. We have spoken a lot on the issue of stubborn problems. We have spoken a lot on the causes of stubborn problems. And we still want you to get it clear that life is a battle. There are different battles of life. When you are passing through strange situations, situation that you don't even know who you can tell, situation that you even believe you are the only one passing through it on earth, I wish is a lie, because somebody somewhere also is passing through that situation. We that we attend to various people, we know that there is no new situation on earth. When you are passing through situation that looks stubborn to your prayers, when you are passing through situations or battles that you have confronted with everything available to you, and it seems not to go, but it's becoming thicker. Many people have given up, but there's no point to give up. What you need to do when a problem is stubborn, when a situation is stubborn, when a battle is stubborn, you must trace that battle to the root. You must trace the battle to the root. Listen to what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 10. He said, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, any tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is cast down and cast into fire. And now also the axe of prayer, the axe of the Holy Ghost, is laid onto the root, not anywhere, onto the root of the tree. Therefore, any tree which bringeth not forth fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Of all the stubborn problems in the world, you will always see that is anchored by the root. It's anchored by the root. And until you do a lot of work going to the root, you will not get things clear. I am aware that the root is always secret. The root is always secretive. The root is always kept in secret. Because that is where the devil gets his confidence. That is why the Bible says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Proverbs 25 verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. But it is the honor of the kings to search out the matter. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. But it's the honor of the kings to search out the matter. When something is concealed to the spiritual body, it is to the glory. But when you begin to search it out, then you get honor, you get breakthroughs. Every stubborn problem is rooted somewhere. It has an anchor in the root. The strength of a stubborn problem is in the root. From our deliverance experience, from our prayers, the strength of a stubborn problem, somebody proposed to you first time, the marriage did not work, proposed second time, third time, it's becoming repeated problems. The strength of that problem is the root. You are having constant sexual harassment in the dream. The strength of that problem is the root. You are being fed constantly at the time when breakthrough is coming. The strength of that problem is the root. You have seen that things are not really, there is insanity in your family line. A particular sickness flowing in the family line. The strength of that problem is the root. When the root cause of a problem is not addressed, it will be like if your prayer that you have been praying, that prayer do not work. It will be like if you are not even doing anything, despite you have been trying and making efforts. Because you have to go to the root. The root is not easy because it's not for lazy people. The root is for people who really want to get the actual result. The root is for people who want the problem to be permanently solved. So therefore, when you are digging into the root, there are a lot of things you will see. You will see one leg of the covenant. You will see another leg of the curses. And these two legs, they are twin sisters. They work together to strengthen the root of bondage. They work together to strengthen bondage in the life of people. They work together to make something very stubborn. And that is why you cannot overpray, like our father, the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, we always say, you cannot overpray. When you begin to pray more on the root, you hit the root with aggressive bombardment of prayers. The whole secret that has been kept close will be exposed. The whole thing that is hidden will be exposed. The Bible says in Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? On earth, the righteous takes the battle back to the root. Nothing can work. It will be like if the righteous is being useless. It will be like if the righteous do not know what to do. But we can take the battle to the root. And when we are going to the root, we go through the root. We go through it from leg to leg. We address the leg of evil covenant. Like I told you, our ancestors, especially with the black, our ancestors, they have formed a covenant with the power of darkness. Our ancestors have seen that covenant to give a respite to them. Our ancestors, they have nobody they could go to during their time to meet the devil. So they enter into covenant with the tree, with the demons, with the waters, with the idol, everything like that, with Python. And they have received a little respite there. Meanwhile, They have covenanted all of us that are not yet bonded into another bondage. But this bondage can be broken when you begin to address it using the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the fire of the Holy Ghost. When you begin to address it with the word of God, it will be broken. But you must know what you are breaking, what you are dealing with. There was a stubborn problem during the time of David. For him to know what to deal with, he went to go and ask God. And God said, it is not you. It was a bloody family of Saul that killed the Gibeonites that has caused this problem for you. And the only way you can get freedom is to go to the Gibeonites and ask them for solution. Because there was a covenant. There was a covenant, a vow between the people of Israel, between Joseph and the elders and the Gibeonites in Joshua chapter 9. Many years later, about 40 years later, this covenant was broken by somebody. He violated it, and the consequences began to work. There are many, many covenants working in our family life. There are deep covenants that is affecting many of us now. What you can do, beloved, is to direct your prayer to covenant. Pray what we call covenant-breaking prayers. There are prayers we call covenant-breaking prayers. When you hold the covenant-breaking prayers, you can spend 21 days praying that prayer, 7 days, 14 days. You put fasting into it. By the time you begin to eat that one, for those days, you will find out that you will get a relief. You will be free immediately from the bondage. Are you here? You have tried something 3, 4, 5 times, it never worked. You find out that you are seeing constant dream of seeing yourself in your village back. You have been seeing yourself mixed up naked in the dream constantly. Your hair has been shaved. Marriage never work. Business never work. Nobody is seeing you. Nobody is helping you. You try to travel abroad. You are faced with disappointment all the while. You need to trace it back to a foundation. You need to pray covenant-breaking prayers. And that is why I've been giving you part of the covenant-breaking prayers. And I know as you break that covenant, the yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says many people, some people are their true lifetime subject to the covenant of death. Every covenant of darkness in your root, in my root, it shall be broken. Every covenant of evil pattern, it shall be broken. Every covenant of failure, it shall be broken. Every covenant of going back to square one, it shall be broken. Every covenant of bondage and affliction, it shall be broken. Every covenant of darkness, hiding in your root, hiding in my root, it shall scatter by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Mapoko taru skatayakada. Legoko brahu sentopia moka grakata. Lisku pralulu kuvatiti. Thank you, Father. Begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me, Lord. Show me your mercy. Let me have a encounter with your mercy. Izu promos ke potutia tia limu prako tulikovia rikada taria kasabuta. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Confess your sin if you have not given your life to Jesus. Tell the Lord to have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Beloved, we are going to strategic prayer now. And when strategic prayers are prayers of the night. When you need to get solution, you pray strategic prayers at night. Now you are going to get this prayer. I want you to get ready. Bring out your bottle of oil or a bottle of water, as the case may be. Father, we decree that the power and the blood of Jesus shall fill this water, shall fill this oil. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall fill this water, shall fill this oil, and it shall become an instrument of deliverance and healing. Instrument for signs and wonders. Instrument to break the yoke of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Aha. Now you pray this prayer with aggression. Say it very well. Say every covenant in my foundation assigned to keep me on one spot. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my foundation, assigned to keep me on one spot, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my foundation, assigned to keep me on one spot. Break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I break every negative covenant made on my behalf with ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break every negative covenant made on my behalf with ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break every negative covenant made on my behalf with ancestral spirit in the name of Jesus. I break every negative covenant made on my behalf with ancestral spirit in Jesus' name of prayer. Now take the oil, put it on your chest, and lay your hands here. Say, every covenant in my life contracted through eating in the dream, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my life contracted through eating in the dream, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my life contracted through eating in the dream, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my life contracted through eating in the dream, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my life contracted through eating in the dream, be broken by fire in Jesus' name. Pray now. Take the oil, rub it on your waist, and put your hand below your belly button, below, and say, every negative covenant in my life from illicit sexual intercourse, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant, every negative covenant in my life from illicit sexual intercourse, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my life from illicit sexual intercourse, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every negative covenant in my life from illicit sexual intercourse, break and release me in Jesus' name we pray. Look at it now. Look at it now. Say, my Father, deliver me from negative influence of evil covenant in the name of Jesus. My Father, deliver me from the negative influence of evil covenant in the name of Jesus. My Father, deliver me from the negative influence of evil covenant in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil, put it on your head, lay your hands upon your head, and say, every generational evil covenant working against my destiny, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every generational evil covenant working against my destiny, break by fire, 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 break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every generational evil covenant working against my destiny, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every generational evil covenant working against my destiny, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant with marine powers working against my life and my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Covenant with marine power working against my life and my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Covenant with marine power working against my life and my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Covenant with marine power working against my life and my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Covenant with marine power working against my life and my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Covenant with marine power working against my life and my marriage, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you might need to take your time to pray this prayer very well. And I want to advise you that you should take the broadcast of yesterday and today together, join the two prayers and take your time to pray them. And you are going to have a testimony in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. I pray that every yoke that has been broken shall remain broken forever. You that lady under the torment of the spirit husband, every ancestral covenant with spirit husband in your family is broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every yoke of darkness that is upon your life to be shattered to pieces. As you have prayed this prayer and as you replay this prayer, as you take your time praying these prayers, instant result, instant testimony, instant breakthrough shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. All those under the yoke of childlessness, may the yoke be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All those under the yoke of you cannot marry, may that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All those under the yoke that your marriage will not be peaceful. May that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All those under the yoke that will not enjoy your children, may that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every covenant that you have entered into unknowing to yourself, when you are walking around from one place, from one abalis to another one, from one prophet to prophet, every covenant that has tied you down and is now affecting you and your children, I command the covenant to be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. You, that brother, that covenant you have entered into with that girl when you are in secondary school, and it's now affecting you because the girl is dead now, and it's affecting your marriage now, you cannot settle down. I command the covenant to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Le supra kadaka daka. Every covenant of darkness working against your destiny, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody that need to pray very well. You had a sexual intercourse with your mother, and it has been affecting your destiny. You cannot tell anybody because you cannot even know why that one happened. Don't worry. What you just need to do is to confess before God and make sure you take your time to pray that prayer. Go straight for deliverance. Go quickly for deliverance. Get yourself out. Go for deliverance. It's not something you can keep to yourself. If you need to open up, open up. You can talk to us. We direct you what to do. Do a deliverance on that. Break that block covenant, because a block covenant has been formed and you have entered into a level that is very, very dangerous. That is an abomination. You need to break that covenant. You need to break block covenant. You need to pray for God mercy. You need to go for deliverance quickly, and the Lord will liberate you, and your future will be very, very clear, because you are under a yoke now and under his strange curses. The curses of darkness is working upon you. The enemy has gained that opportunity to afflict you now. All the sicknesses in your body can go within the next moment when you begin to pray and you open up unto the Lord. May the Lord have mercy upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there are many things that happen to us that we cannot even see it when we are under influence of satanic attack. But when you open your mind to the Lord, you confess, and you go through the normal way of getting freedom, you will be free. May the Lord help us and set us free in Jesus' name. Beloved, if God has given you testimony, you have given your life to Jesus, send your information to the WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298, and God will bless you as you do that. Also, share the voice audio with people. Let them be blessed. Let them pray. Let them receive prayers. Let me tell you, this is the last age, and there's something very deep in this last age that I want you to know. The Bible says darkness and gross darkness will cover the earth. Darkness and gross darkness will cover the earth. Don't forget, the Bible says darkness and gross darkness will cover the earth. But my glory shall shine upon my people. That's what the Bible says. It says, my glory, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. It says, my own glory shall shine upon the people. Meaning that in this last day, there will be a lot of darkness. The darkness in the last day will become darker and thicker. But the glory of God will shine brighter on those who truly belong to him. That is why we must make effort to get closer to God, and also make effort to help those who are lost. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord will keep him, and there will be more testimony in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. As we walk daily with the Lord, there will be victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town, Lagos. And also our international headquarters is at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Onike Sabuyaba. It is just behind the Unilag second gate. You get there and ask for help, they will lead you. You meet with people, deliverance, prayer is going on. You can get to us, deliverance, prayer is going on. Just make sure you are not in that bondage. Just make sure you are not in that yoke. Just make sure you seek for help, and help is from above. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget, the coming of the Lord is very soon. It's coming very soon. Jesus may appear at any time. Get prepared. Always prepare. Watch and pray. God bless you.